Abu Ghraib, U.S. soldiers are trying to put the prisoner abuse scandal behind them. Soldiers who serve there now were not at Abu Ghraib when the abuse happened, but they were there when it became public. 1 month later, they prefer to discuss the new air conditioning units planned for prisoner tents. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Colonel Robert Thomas commands the U.S. base at Abu Ghraib. Right after he introduces himself, he says this.
Well, let me make it expressly clear up front. I have no dealings with detainee operations of any kind. I am simply the base commander and keep the base running for those other units to operate on.
Tired of the abuse scandal, he's more interested in fighting dust. Outside on a hot, windy day, he explains why.
It's terrible, so we do all we can to keep the dust down. It causes a lot of upper respiratory problems for the soldiers and detainees.
Wetting and paving roads keeps down dust particles. Thomas is also proud of new coolers near prisoner tents behind rolls of concertina wire. Detainees unload plastic bags of ice to chill water in those coolers. Some think they get 27 bags. A soldier cuts them off at 25.
There, there's 25.
This tent camp at Abu Ghraib is closing down by June 30th. Thousands of prisoners have been released over the past few months. More will be, and others transferred. All detainees remaining here will move to new tents, with plans for air conditioning behind new fences and concertina wire. This tent town is called Camp Redemption. Camp Redemption is halfway built. No detainees in U.S. custody are inside the buildings at Abu Ghraib anymore. Soldiers photographed naked prisoners in cell block 1. It now houses Iraqi prisoners under Iraqi control. Military investigations are exploring how high up the U.S. chain of command responsibility for prisoner abuse goes. Here, Staff Sergeant Donnell Riggs blames a few bad apples. He says it's not his job to improve the image of Abu Ghraib.
There's no responsibility on our part whatsoever. Yeah, we run an operation maybe a little different. We are making it better, but it doesn't fall in my category as a responsibility. We're just doing the right thing.
Riggs chose not to look at the pictures of prisoner abuse. Sergeant Emily King had heard about them before they were published.
It's going to be hard for me to go home and feel very proud of having served here. It's going to be hard for me to go home and when someone says, oh, what did you do, to hold my head high and say, I served at Abu Ghraib.
One direct result of the prison scandal, members of her unit had to read the Geneva Convention. For months, detainees in Iraq have been kept without knowing why they were arrested. Now officials have reviewed the file of almost every Iraqi in U.S. custody. Many fill out an appeal form, but military lawyer Patricia Harris says what they write rarely helps them get released.
They don't really put a whole lot in as a reason for detention. You know, they pretty much say what their family status is, what their connection is to the military, or I don't have anything against the coalition.
Lawyers instead rely on what the soldiers who made the original arrest wrote down. Officials hope to revisit the case of each detainee every 2 months to assess if someone should be freed, sent to an Iraqi court, or kept in prison. The general in charge of the U.S.-run prisons in Iraq says detainees considered security threats can be held indefinitely. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.